began in 1968 with a movie that starred Charlton Heston and a half-buried Statue of Liberty. That inspired four sequels and two television series, but that wasn't enough for Hollywood. Planet of the Apes is back, and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan is sorry it is.
Planet of the Apes could be the least surprising movie of the summer. Even if you've only seen one of the series, you know all you need to about the topsy-turvy planet where apes rule and humans are considered soulless slaves. The sad thing about this installment is that it's not as much fun as it should be.
Next, you'll be telling us these beasts have a soul.
Of course they do.
The senator's daughter flirts with blasphemy.
Is there a soul in there?
Director Tim Burton is grimmer than both of the Brothers Grimm put together. Burton is the creator of such bleak and unhappy modern fairy tales as Batman and Sleepy Hollow. His sensibility is dark and morose, and he spends most of his time looking inward. But he's become the director of choice for multi-million dollar mass entertainments because of his exceptional visual gifts. Helped by the complex makeup created by six-time Oscar winner Rick Baker, the director has seen to it that his apes are considerably more plausible than those of three decades past. Burton is less good at making his strange universes come convincingly alive. The sense of through-the-looking-glass reverse racism that animated the first planet remains at the heart of the new project. "Take your stinking hands off me, you damn dirty human," is the first sentence a downed astronaut hears from a dominant ape on his new planet. Unfortunately, those kinds of lines play as more quaint than provocative in the new film. The plot is dull, and there's not much action. But when apes do go on the attack, it's great.
"Send in the first wave."
Riding horses, leaping high off walls, or loping along on all fours, these armored apes convincingly convey the sense of another world.
"Kill them all."
Master of all he surveys is Tim Roth, whose General Thane is likely the most terrifying chimpanzee in movie history, a creature that can be taken at his word when he says, "Extremism in defense of apes is no vice." Few actors can be as forceful as Roth, an absolute necessity when playing a role inside an ape suit.
"Declare martial law. Give me absolute power to rid this planet of the humans once and for all. Now is not the time to be timid or indecisive. I am the only one who can bring your daughter back to your life."
On the other side of the species gap, Mark Wahlberg is believable as the beleaguered astronaut. But it's all for naught. Planet of the Apes is weighed down with ponderous musings about the dangers of technology and the way history rewards cruelty with power. The film shows that taking this kind of material too seriously can be as much of a handicap as not taking it seriously at all.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.